Time now to get a footy update with the best newsbreaker and storyteller in the game, Scotty Gullen from the Herald Sun, and also he is part of the Brekkie team as well. How are you, Scotty?
Good, thank you, Michael.
All right, give us closest to the pin. How many for Degoe?
I think there's a bit of a groundswell for four. So I think to go to the tribunal, as we know, it's three plus, and then at 5 o'clock tonight, when we all log on to the Zoom call, the AFL will reveal what they think, and I'm tipping it's four. So Tom Stewart got four last year for Dion Prestia. I think given the way the game's changed this season, what they're trying to clean up, and this is a glaring example of what you're not supposed to do, I think he might get four.
There's been a lot of debate about was it malicious or was it just bad judgment? Which side of the fence are you sitting on?
I'm in the bad judgment. The kid handballed, it was a split second. I think we all forget sometimes how quick this game is played. And I think instinctive, you know, he's grown up to lower the shoulder in those circumstances. I don't think he lined him up off the ball and took him out. Like, to be honest, I mean, the Kasai Pickett thing from round one, I know I keep banging on about breakfast. He only got 2 weeks, and that was as deliberate as you've seen. He got away with it because Bailey Smith got up, whereas this poor kid got concussed. So I don't think he took him out or was a cheap shot. I think it was a bad decision in a split second, and it's going to cost him a long spin on the sideline.
How much of a blow is it to the Pies, who at the moment seem impervious to any issues? Is he going to be a big loss, especially with the King's Birthday clash coming up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, him and Nick Dacos have been their best players. I mean, they've all been going well, but he's been in unbelievable form. And, you know, the Brownlow was getting mentioned. There's a few guys getting mentioned in the Brownlow, but if the Goey kept going like he was going, he was going to be polling up there. I think it's interesting because Melbourne will get Oliver back. And they, you know, that game on Friday night was ordinary against Carlton. But so they need to get going again. But Bo McCready looks like he's out as well. Will Hoskin-Elliott could be out. There could be three changes to Collingwood, and you know, it can unsettle a bit. I think it's definitely going to make Monday or Tuesday's class very interesting.
Monday, Tuesday. Okay. It's a long enough week of footy as it is, Thursday to Monday.
No.
So would you be in the D camp at this stage, would you?
I'm angling down there, actually, to be honest. I mean, take Degoe out. McCready's been big. Melbourne need to click into gear, and I'm a bit like teams like Port Adelaide and Collingwood. Yes, I love how they just keep rolling on, but there does come a week where things, you know, West Coast too have been horrible, played very well and did challenge them in that game. So the form isn't great, either is Melbourne, because Carlton have been going terrible. So I give the D's more than a sneaky chance.
All right. Well, Matty Nevitt's up and about. He thinks they'll be winning.
He's declared them.
So they're $2. The Pies are $1.80. It's going to be one of the great King's Birthday clashes.
On Monday, on Michael. Monday. It's going to be a great game on Monday.
Exactly. There's plenty of news around. Last night, Footy Classified have got Vossie dead to rights. Do you think he's almost gone?
Well, look, I think it's a bit of stating the obvious here. I mean, if they don't improve, and let's pretend they go through like 2-9 in the last 11 games or something, of course Michael Voss would be looked at. And I think they're trying to say there's, you know, rumblings in the camp, which always happens in Carlton. So of course Voss has to show something with his team. They can't just limp to the line and wipe this season off. He has to show they can play in his system and they can score, which they haven't been able to. So I get that he has to show improvement dramatically. Is he coaching for his wife? Well, you know, I mean, I don't believe when the president comes out like he did last week. Of course, we've been around too long to believe all that. But it would have to be, the poorness would have to continue at this rate. And if it did, well, of course, any business organisation would look at its leader if it's been horrible again for the whole season. So I think it's easy to say Voss is coaching for his future, but if it continues like this, of course he is.
It wouldn't just be the coach, surely. The whole board would have to go, wouldn't they?
Well, that's it. Luke Sayers is out next year, and a lot of these board members have been on for a long time during all these sackings of coaches. So, I mean, I come back to Brian Cook is in charge of this club. He is the CEO. They got him there for a reason, to bring solidarity, which hasn't happened. He's got a calm mind, even though he's at the end of his great career. But you'd think if something's going on, he could either control it or execute it if he thinks it has to be done. So I'm entrusting Brian Cook more than the rumblings and coterie groups of Carl.
Does Damien Hardwick's figure on the horizon put more pressure and maybe make these coaches a bit more itchy?
Well, Stuart Jews enjoyed 2 weeks in Darwin because he was a dead man walking when Dimmer quit a couple of weeks ago. So he's got some breathing space. Oh, definitely. I mean, the whole Ken Hinckley, Port Adelaide, you know, Kenny's won 9 in a row club record. He could win 17 in a row and Cochie still won't find. So it's an intriguing mix. I mean, Damien Hardwick, we saw he's on Twitter in bars watching his Tigers in Denver. He's going to be enjoying himself. But when he gets back in August or September, I think there'll be a lot of serious discussions. And, yeah, I think people like Voss, Dew, and what happens at Port will be eagerly watched, because I think Hardwick will be coaching somewhere next year. I just don't know where.
And is Simpson totally out of the equation? He's guaranteed to continue on?
Well, that's a weird one. Like, I mean, the Eagles have all banded together and they're all pledging we're going through this. The CEO has said, oh, I'm going, but it'll be another 18 months, which is an odd call. Look, if I'm Adam Simpson, I'd be moving on to try and find somewhere else. I mean, or is he legitimately committed to a 5-6 year rebuild? He's only contracted for another year. He's saying all the right things over there and they do things differently, but if ever a place needs a complete remix, it's that place. I mean, Shannon Hearn has done his hammy. He probably will retire before the end of the season. There should be a shake-up of all those old guys, but Simpson keeps pretending or saying, oh, I'm in it for the long haul, but the long haul for him is only another 12 months, which doesn't make sense.
It's going to be fascinating what plays out the back end of this season, there's no doubt. How big is Buddy Franklin's 350th on Friday night in regards to some of the great milestones we've seen?
Yeah, it's I think they're building it up as they should. I mean, it's a lot of games for a key forward, and I think as he spoke in the Herald Sun today, his genetics have allowed him. I mean, think of key forwards who have played that much. You know, Kevin Bartlett, Brent Harvey, all the little blokes can zip around for 400 games, but to play in the position he has, to play that long, he needs one more goal, I think, to equal Doug Wade or pass him. So I think he's up number 4 in the all-time goal kicking. It's a celebration, and this season was always going to be that. He hasn't been in great form. But he's had to play because Sydney have had so many injuries. So I just think it's going to be built up as a great, not a farewell, but this is the night we're going to celebrate him, and then we'll see what the rest of the season happens. But, you know, Jordan Lewis, RSN breakfast man, he's going up. I think a few of his ex-teammates are going up for the night. So,
do you think he'll put a show on?
Stuff really well.
Buddy loves to rise to an occasion. Do you think we might see a bit of a show on Friday night?
Well, we all want that, don't we? Because he hasn't been able to do it. He's you know, he's played his role in a few wins. But against St Kilda, who have come back to the pack, they've got a pretty good defence. I'm tipping Buddy will do something that'll get us all pumped up in Sydney on Thursday night, and it's going to be a great occasion.
Yeah, Thursday night, I've got your problem now.
No,
Thursday night. bad timing for Saints, isn't it?
I mean, Ross Lyon said they were looking for the bye, which is a thing. We do know in football that the players see the bye, go, oh, there's an interstate trip there, or some even go to Bali, but we won't mention that. And Ross said they were already looking ahead, so he would have been into them all week about that. But they've come back to the pack on their game style. And I mean, Sydney are hit and miss. As we know, Luke Parker's going to be missing because of suspension. So, yeah, Sydney aren't travelling that well, but you'd think the occasion might be enough.
Just a couple of quick ones. So I see back page of Herald Sun. Hawks in gun. AFL launches an investigation into the racism review. Do you expect that they will get sanctions?
Well, Gill forecast this, which was when he did that, nothing to see here, press conference. So Stephen Mead, who's Andrew Dillon's right-hand man on the legal side, he's starting to ask questions. I think the outrage about possible draft picks is right. I don't think they deserve to lose draft picks because it's not a footy field, you know, salary cap breach. I think they'll be looking to find them. And I think the AFL's keen to sort of definitely have someone to bear for what went on. And they've got Hawthorn in the gun. And generally when the AFL get in the gun, you're in a bit of trouble. Mm. But I'd expect a large fine. I don't think draft picks is fair.
Well, that's the last thing they need, draft picks.
Oh. Well, they're doing a great job rebuilding. I mean, although we saw on the weekend, they're still a young team, and that first half they were like witches' hats. But Sam Mitchell is on the right program, but he doesn't want to lose, you know, a high pick next year. That would just be, that would set the whole thing back a couple of years.
And RSN's own Jordan Lewis set the cat amongst the pigeons, where Dusty will be next year. And I see there was more talk about this last night. What's your whispers and your gut telling you?
My gut thinks, and you being a great Richmond, and the argument that no Richmond supporter would begrudge him doing anything, I totally agree with. He's got 1.4 million salary cap, which is a major issue. The Gold Coast and Sydney, you could see him just go out there for the last couple of years just to get himself into that sort of world up there. I'm in a bit in the camp that I think it has to be Dustin's decision. It's not Richmond. So I think he might go, you know what, Zimmer's gone, Jack Trent are retired. I love this club, but I just want to sneak out up there. And look, he could still play a role for a couple of years. I don't think he'd, having the Gold Coast kids, having Dustin Martin wouldn't hurt them watching. He is still a very professional elite footballer. So I'm in the camp of, yeah, I think he might go for a change, and no one at Richmond would begrudge that.
Would another club be able to say, we're going to pay $1.4 million for a Dustin Martin who is now spending 80% game time in a forward line?
No, that's it. So Richmond would have to help, and that's more a thank you gift to Dustin than anything. Yeah, no, because you can't carry 1.4 in your cap for someone like the Gold Coast. Could they carry 700? Could they carry 800? The financial terms need to be worked out, and I don't know how that would happen, but you can't take him on with his full contract. That's just not going to happen.
Scotty, brilliant as always. Look forward to reading some more gold in tomorrow's Herald Sun.
Pleasure, Michael, as always.